Sheriff's Office.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
I don't know. I'm trying to get my wits back.
Okay, you doing okay?
And I'm alone, and I've never been around all this.
So we're going around the neighborhood, talking to everybody, see if they heard or saw anything?
No, the only thing I heard was I'm sitting here folding clothes, and I saw the sheriff's cars and all that, but I didn't see anything. And I just, not 10 minutes before, had come in from the house talking to Rosie, the lady next door, but I didn't hear no noise.
When were you talking to Rosie?
I don't know. 8 o'clock, I guess.
Earlier today?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes. What time did you get back to your house?
Only about 5-10 minutes afterwards, because I had to let the dog out, and I was just out here.
So you were home for about 5-10 minutes, and then you saw the police cars?
Yeah, the noise, yeah. I didn't know what happened, because to see police cars next door is no big deal, because it seems like they're always there.
And you were folding laundry, you said, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, was your door open?
Yeah, and I was sitting right there by the window. That's when I saw the cars right there.
Okay, so your main door was open, and this was closed, the screen door?
Always, yeah.
Okay. What did you hear?
Nothing, actually, other than the sirens. And I said, what in the world's going on? So I looked down and I saw all these cars. And then I saw, I don't know if it was Rosie's daughter and her daughter-in-law or something, getting in a black car, and then they went chasing this way, and then they left, but that was it. And then they came back, and they left again before the other sheriffs came.
Okay.
And I don't see the black car anymore.
All right, ma'am. And you're Struby, right?
Right.
And could I get your name?
Georgia.
I'm sorry?
Georgia. And I don't know who that junk belongs to. It isn't mine. That what's there on the front.
Oh, okay, in front?
Yeah, just leave it there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have an ID, ma'am?
Hold on. Let me go get it.
Thank you.
I guess. I mean, there's not very many houses, it seems.
I carry all my important papers in the plastic bag.
Probably the safest thing you could do.
Well, I like to carry my handicap with me and...
There we go. I'll take that step.
Yeah.
There we go. I'll just take it.
Did you hear the deputy saying anything, or did you hear anything?
No.
Anybody yelling anything?
No, nothing.
Okay.
No. That's why I was so surprised. I didn't know anything. I went out there and talked to one of the boys. I said, what happened?
And Georgia, what's the A for? Your middle name?
Yes.
What's the A stand?
I want to live to see 80 years old pretty soon. I don't want to.
And Guillen or Guillen?
Guillen, No, in fact, I didn't. Of course, I was folding clothes in the dining room, then I sat down because I was watching a TV program.
Okay.
I didn't see anybody run by or whatever.
So after coming from Rosie's, you didn't see anybody running, anybody screaming?
No, but we have these windows, those double panels, so you very don't
hear. Yeah, the dual panes.
Yeah, you don't hear anything. You do hear the sirens, though.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
And Georgia, do you have a cell phone number?
No, my daughter does.
What about a home number?
805.
Uh-huh. Okay, Georgia. Well, thank you very much for your time. Like I said, we're just going around the neighborhood, talking to people.
Okay.
See if they heard or saw anything, okay?
No, nothing. There
you go.
No, good.
All right, thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too.
We cut across here.